25. I have 9:01 a.m. call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll move to our first order of business. We have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 480336 through 480433, warrants 8591 through 8594, and number 8596, and three journal entries or transfers.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
No, sir.
Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Tossing stuff that way. Thank you. Next order of business we have this morning is the approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for March 24th, 2025.
Move to approve regular session minutes for March 24th, 2025.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next order of business we have is the bid recommendation 202503-573 for tipping services. With us this morning we have Road and Bridge Administrator, Mr. Jack Cole, Legal and Purchasing, Ms. Nikki Lawrence.
Morning.
Good morning. How are you all today?
Good. How are you?
Good.
We're here on bid recommendation for tipping services 2025-03573.
Okay.
We received two responses. One from GFL, and the second one from Republic Services.
Okay.
After reviewing both the options, we'd like to recommend staying with Republic for primary and GFL as the secondary.
Okay. And I do know there were several different things that went into consideration on this. It wasn't just the cost of the bid, but the mileage, the amount of time and travel miles that we have going back and forth.
One of the big things was the fact that GFL only had one tipper.
Okay.
That played a big role in it. Mileage and fuel costs.
Okay. So your recommendation at this time would be to award to Allied Services, and then WCA is the secondary?
Yeah.
Okay. You have any questions, Mr. Keyes?
I do not. Would move to award the primary bid for tipping services to Allied Services, LLC, doing business as Republic Services of the Ozarks, and move to award the secondary bid to WCA Waste Systems, Incorporated, doing business as GFL Environmental Waste Corporation of Missouri.
Second?
Yeah, go ahead.
Second, is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Next, we have the approval of the Spring Fling Hold Harmless Agreement. This is to give them the ability to utilize the area out here in front of the courthouse for the City of Forsyth Chamber.
Yes. Move to approve the Spring Fling Hold Harmless Agreement for 2025.
Second. I have a motion and second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the approval of generator maintenance program proposal for 2025. This will be file number 25-038. With this morning, we have Mr. Scott Terpening, our maintenance supervisor.
Morning.
How are you?
Good. Yourself?
Doing well, thank you. So this is for a one-year term that we have in front of us, Scott. Be going from, I believe it's April 24th, 2025, through April. Is that right? No, I am incorrect. Let's go through the quarter. In the past, the company Favicat has done our maintenance on the generators.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had any issues with them?
Not one.
Okay. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated April 4th, 2025, approving the agreement as to form.
Move to approve the generator maintenance program proposal, file number 25-038M, between Favicat and Taney County.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate you. We're going to jump back to Road and Bridge here. So we have the approval of the agreement for the asphalt paver. This is going to be file number 25-043, Road and Bridge. Once again, with us, we have Mr. Jack Cole. So this is to purchase a used paver. Is that correct, Jack?
That is correct.
Okay. And this will come with the Trimble's Roadwork 2D system for the leveling of the asphalt.
Yep.
We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated April 10th, 2025, approving to the agreement as the form. The agreement we have here in front of us would be between Taney County and John Favick Tractor Company for the purchase of this used paver with the Trimble Roadworks 2D system.
Okay.
Any questions?
I don't know. You think this would be a benefit to?
Yeah, greatly. I think we can cut several thousand dollars per mile off of our paving costs. So.
Okay. And we have adequate crew to?
Yep. I believe we do.
Okay.
Buchanan Shop thinks they can take care of it for us. So.
All right. Move to approve the agreement for asphalt paver one or more, file number 25-043. RB between Taney County and John Favick Tractor Company.
Have a motion. I'll second. Sorry, I told you this is rough trying to run it and do this. So, second. So I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
No.
Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Now, this one is a tad complicated, so bear with us. It has multiple parts of this one. The next one we're going to do is the approval of notice of renewal for aggregate rock, and this is file number 25-042, Road and Bridge. So this is going to be for Class 1A and Class 2 aggregate rock. We have multiple vendors that we will be listing in this. So have you had any issues with the agreement we currently have in place, Jack?
We have not.
Okay. And this is the one, the agreement that I was talking about, would commence April 24th, 2025 through April 23rd, 2026. And we do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated April 4th, 2025, approving to each notice as to form. So we have file number 25-042, Road and Bridge, and we have 1A, 1B, 1C, and then file number 25-042, Road and Bridge 2A. So that's all the different things that are inside this motion. The intent is to give the approval or the renewal for each of these agreements in this motion. So just in case there's anything missed in wording, we can reference back to this file number, and everything that's in there is what will be referenced in the motion moving forward.
Okay.
Any questions? Do you have anything to add, sir?
I do not.
Okay. I would entertain that motion at this time.
Move to approve the notice of renewal agreement for aggregate rock, category 1A, category 2, file number 25-042RB, 1A, 1B, 1C, and file 25-042RB, 2A, Agreement for aggregate rock category 1A by and between Table Rock Asphalt Construction Company and Taney County. B, Table Rock 1A agreement. Agreement for aggregate rock category 1A by and between Capital Materials LLC and Taney County dated April 24, 2023. Capital 1A agreement. An agreement for aggregate rock category 1A by and between Green Dream International LLC and county dated April 24, 2023, the Green Dream 1A agreement. Agreement for aggregate rock category 2 by and between Table Rock and county dated April 24, 2023. Table Rock 2 agreement. An agreement for aggregate rock category 2 by and between Capital and county dated April 24, 2023. Capital 2 agreement. Be 1 year term from April 24, 2025 through April 23rd, 2026.
Second. A motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you. Have a drink.
That one ain't no good no more.
Next, we have the approval of the Mutual Cooperation 911 Agreement, MOU. This is file number 25-040, Commission. With us this morning, we have Ms. Tammy Hagler from 911 Administration. How are you, ma'am?
Fine. How are you guys?
Good morning.
Good. Do you want to give just the highlights of what this agreement covers, Ms. Tammy?
This agreement covers reimbursement within the realm of what is at end of year available funds for 911 call taking and call processing. So we pay a certain percentage. We have the ending balance of the 911 funds account. Then we take that and per percentages of calls taken from the City of Branson 911 PSAP and the Sheriff's 911 PSAP, we divide it accordingly to those percentages of calls taken.
Okay. Do you have any concerns with this MOU before we move on?
No.
Okay.
Move to approve the Memorandum of Understanding for 911 Emergency Telephone System, file number 25-040CM.
Second. Have motion and second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Tammy. Our next order of business, we have the monthly budget report. With us this morning, we have Taney County Auditor, Mr. David Clark. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Commission.
Good morning.
I have the monthly budget report for March 2025. The county started the month at $71,346,435 and ended the month of March at $72,315,569,000. Within those funds includes the general county fund. It started at 23,113,863 and ended March at $22,107,232,000. Also, road and bridge, the CART fund ended at $3,028,682 and the Road and Bridge Trust Fund at $15,084,151. Law enforcement tax ended at $7,443,260.